These men who made up the mystery schools, the guardians of the secrets of the ages, the structure of their organizations always exists in a pyramidal form, with the majority of members on the bottom rung, and each rung requiring degrees of initiation, with a very small group at the top controlling this gigantic number of people below them, and they are used to gain a consensus of opinion by which these men control the society. They exist, many different names, many different occupations. At times they appear to oppose each other because they practice Hegelian conflict resolution thesis, antithesis. The clash between the two results in synthesis, which is always where they wanted to get to begin with. But to get there without you realizing that they're the ones who manipulated you there, they divide you up into opposing groups: Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Socialist, Communist, and they cause you to fight with each other. They are the ones who create the problem that will give them the solution that they want, but it is you conflicting with each other that brings about that solution, that synthesis. And in that respect, they're absolutely right. We are no better than cattle, and we are stupid because we don't even realize that we're being manipulated in that manner. And this occurs all the time. Their symbol is always the triangle with the eye, the all-seeing eye. This is their identification mark to each other. And most people don't understand it and don't realize that our forefathers belonged to this secret group of men. They were members of this group that I call the Illuminati, simply because most people who study these things understand the goals of the Illuminati and what it means. Their goal, they believe, is in the best interest of all humanity. And we'll go into that a little bit more along the line. They believe that they're doing the right thing. They believe that the end justifies the means. They believe that they are the only ones on this world with truly mature minds. And while they understand the literal esoteric truths and are able to communicate directly with God, we are only giving the exoteric interpretation. And we kneel at a stone altar that can neither hear nor talk back to us. This is what they believe. They believe that we are cattle who do not use our intellect, and thus our stakes on the table by choice and consent for those who do use their intellect. And my goal, I have a couple of goals. One is I do not ever want to make another prediction that turns out to be 100% accurate, because that will mean I'm succeeding. In other words, I want to be a failure at predicting. Number two, I want to wake you up to the point where you can stand in front of a mirror and say with no hesitation, I've been stupid all my life, and I'm never going to be stupid again, and that you will begin to use your intellect so that we can control our destiny, because if we don't, a small group of men meeting in secret will. Make no mistake about it, they will. And the only way that they can do that is if we are brought under complete and total control on a 24-hour basis. That's what the New World Order is all about.
I've heard you put down about everybody that's run for president lately. Who should we be looking at for the next election?
Nobody that they offer you. See, you don't have a choice. You don't choose who runs, and you think that if you elect one or the other, that you're going to get a good choice. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who you elect if the people didn't choose them. And the people never do. Not only that, but there's a misconception in this country. You think your vote counts. Your vote doesn't count. The president is elected by the Electoral College, not the popular vote.
What are we going to do?
Well, we've got to wake up, number one. The biggest goal, the biggest task that we have in front of us is to educate the millions of sheeple that inhabit this country and the world. It's not just us that's in danger, it's the entire world. The New World Order will be a totalitarian socialist government. A benevolent despotism is what those at the top call it.
I don't even understand that.
Most people don't.
I don't even understand that. So what do you suggest we do?
Well?
Just sit back and...
No, don't sit back. You need to...
AK-47 and...
No. No. You should have something on hand in case everything falls apart to protect yourself, your family, and your community. But what I'm advocating is that if enough of us wake up and really become responsible and understand really what's happening and how the system works and understand that this is not a democracy, it's a republic, and democracies never work, they always deteriorate into socialism, and then a dictator rises up and takes charge. And eventually, if democracy lasts that long, it destroys itself with immorality and licentiousness. Look at the old Roman Empire, which began as a democracy. Look at all the democracies that sprang up and tried to survive in the past. Look what happened to them. You see, when you have one man, one vote, the people basically are selfish. They're greedy. They always vote themselves everything that they can possibly get until there's nothing left and everything disintegrates. If you want to sit back and let it happen, well, that's your choice, but I'm not sitting back and letting it happen. I'm just one person just like you. Educate your family, educate your neighbors, educate your community. Take our country back as a republic. Become once again what we were intended to be. Up for and by the people means that we have to know everything that's happening in Washington all the time. We are supposed to be the arbiters of our own fate. We must be the watchdogs of our government. We began as sovereign kings in our own right when this country was formed, and the government was our chattel servant. We are quickly becoming the property of the government, which is becoming, once again, the Roman Empire. Now, this will eventually collapse too, but when it collapses, it will collapse into anarchy, and race wars will begin to rage across the landscape, and people will kill you for a can of spinach in your cabinet.
And I asked you, should I go and buy me a gun and protect myself? And you said no.
No, that's not what I said. I said that you should have those items on hand to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Didn't I?
I should already have that stuff already bought.
That's right. That's why our forefathers gave us the second article and amendment to the Constitution, was so that we could protect ourselves against a government should it become despotic and oppressive. And from
it's coming. I believe that. It's coming.
Yes, it is coming.
Very fast.
The purpose of this program is to wake the sheeple, empower the people, and try to save this nation and thus freedom for the world. You see, if we lose our Constitution and Bill of Rights, freedom will fall everywhere in the world that it exists. This is the only place in the world that has a chance to stave off socialism. Socialism has always destroyed everything that it has ever touched. It takes everything away from you, including your dignity and self-respect. And you reach a state of total dependency where the government becomes your father and you become a helpless child. And you pretend to work and they pretend to pay you. Is that what you want?
For instance, let me take one little common big lie that the socialists have foisted upon the American people and they have swallowed hook, line, and sinker. You see, the concept of right versus left. with the socialist given that the left extreme is communism, which is good somehow, left liberal communism, socialism is good, and the right extreme is Nazi bad. This has happened through repeated connection of Nazi with right, and not any basis in fact whatsoever. It is a deception of the greatest magnitude, for Nazi is not right, never was right, and can never be right, pun absolutely intended. You see, ladies and gentlemen, any scale must measure two extremes, or it's not a scale. In effect, heavy versus light, white versus black, light versus darkness, fat versus thin, and etc. You see, the concept that a scale measuring left versus right has at its two extremes elements of total control and oppression is absolutely ludicrous, and is one of the biggest lies that has ever been foisted upon this world. The truth, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is that the scale measures at the extreme left the total control and ownership of everything and everyone by the state. This is called communism. Versus, at the right extreme, the absence of any control of anything or anyone by anybody, which is called anarchy. Between these two extremes are all the other forms of government and or control or absence of control. Somewhere near the middle is our constitutional republic. Didn't you ever wonder, ladies and gentlemen, how the socialist big lie made anarchists absolutely disappear from the equation? On the left was total control of communism. On the right was the total control of fascism under Nazis. What was anarchy supposed to be in the middle, where our constitutional republic actually sits? Didn't you ever wonder about that? Or do you ever wonder about anything anymore? Have you been so conditioned, so brainwashed, that you just accept whatever comes across the big eye, the propaganda machine of Big Brother in your living room? You see, Nazi could never be on the right. If on the left is socialism and communism, Nazi cannot, absolutely cannot, could never be on the right. For Nazi is simply gutter slang, ladies and gentlemen, for national socialism. Nazi originated from the German Nationalist, German National Socialist Workers' Party. You see, Hitler was a socialist. Hitler nationalized almost everything. He had social programs for everyone and every circumstance. Hitler was engaged in a program of social engineering never before attempted by anyone or any government in the history of the world. Hitler repeatedly made reference to a, quote, new order, end quote, and a, quote, new order of the world, end quote. You see, folks, the so-called New Age movement is nothing new. It actually originated in Nazi Germany, and most of what is extant now as New Age was, in fact, in vogue then. Communism is also a manifestation of socialism. Nazis can only exist on the left, just above communism, which, by the way, exhibits more facets of fascism than the Nazis ever did. Murdered more people than the Nazis ever did. But that does not excuse what the Nazis did, don't get me wrong. What I am trying to do is show you the truth and expose the big lie under which you have been living for so many years. For all of these lies, taken together, are forcing you down on your knees, are propelling you over the cliff toward a death in a world of socialism where you will be enslaved in a cashless system of debt, chained to a computer forever, where ownership of private property is forbidden, and where the school in the community will be merged with the mental health center, and you will be required to attend from birth to grave. Another socialist lie is that fascism is an expression of the right. However, ladies and gentlemen, when one studies history, it is found to have only existed in socialist regimes. Fascism is an expression of control which only exists on the left, because on the left side of the scale is where control lives. It only exists in that place. Although communists and socialists will vehemently deny it, fascism only reaches its full potential in a communist system of government where literally everything is owned and controlled by the state, and the only thing that matters is the welfare of the state. The God is the state, the Father is the state, the Provider is the state, and the Executioner is the state. If you don't believe it, get out your dictionary. The Webster's Encyclopedic Unabridged Dictionary of the English Language defines fascism as, and I quote verbatim, one, period, sometimes capitalized, a governmental system led by a dictator having complete power, forcibly suppressing opposition and criticism, regimenting all industry, commerce, etc., and emphasizing an aggressive nationalism and often, but not always, racism. The communists were nationalistic. Go back and read the rhetoric of the Soviet Union. Read the rhetoric of Cuba. Read the rhetoric of every socialist and communist nation that has ever existed. And you will quickly discover that you are wrong.
Stop looking for knights on white horses and shining armor to come and save you. Understand the Hegelian dialectic of political conflict, revolution, and understand that the same team controls both sides. There are no patriot organizations. And you people out there had better get it together. You had better stop being stupid, or everything you've ever worked for, everything you've ever loved, and everything that everyone has ever fought and died for in this country is going to be pulled right out from under you. And truthfully, you will deserve it. You will deserve it, unless you change your ways now. You don't need someone else to tell you the truth. And wake up. Wake up, because I'm tired of pulling your wagon, folks. I need some relief. You know what I mean? There's got to be another horse out there somewhere that can pull this wagon with me. There's got to be somebody out there who can think besides me and Linda Thompson and Mark from Michigan and a few other good people, D.D. Kidd, for example. I'm tired. Fighting the battle for you people. I'll continue to fight it till I'm dead. But you need to be out here with me. With me. Understanding. that we must lead ourselves, and we must learn to look for the truth for ourselves, not from anybody else. That's the only way we're going to survive, and we better grow up fast, mature.